shall expect you and the Slytherins in the Great Hall in 20 minutes also, said Professor McGonagall. If you wish to leave with your students, we shall not stop you, but if any of you attempt to sabotage our resistance or take up arms against us within this castle, then, Horace, we duel to kill. Minerva, he said aghast. The time has come for Slytherin House to decide upon its loyalties, interrupted Professor McGonagall. Go and wake your students, Horace. Harry did not stay to watch Slughorn splutter. He and Luna ran after Professor McGonagall, who had taken up a position in the middle of the corridor and raised her wand. Pyre totem! Oh, for heaven's sake, Filch, not now! The aged caretaker had just come hobbling into view, shouting, Students out of bed! Students in the corridors! They're supposed to be, you blithering idiot! Shouted McGonagall. Now go and do something constructive. Find Peeves.
Peeves?
Stammered Filch, as though he had never heard the name before.
Yes, Peeves, you fool! Peeves! Haven't you been complaining about him for a quarter of a century? Go and fetch him at once.
Filch evidently thought Professor McGonagall had taken leave of her senses, but hobbled away, hunch-shouldered, muttering under his breath.
And now, Pyre totem locomotor, cried Professor McGonagall.
And all along the corridor, the statues and suits of armor jumped down from their plinths, and from the echoing crashes from the floors above and below, Harry knew that their fellows throughout the castle had done the same.
Hogwarts is threatened, shouted Professor McGonagall. Man the boundaries! Protect us! Do your duty to our school!
Clattering and yelling, the horde of moving statues stampeded past Harry, some of them smaller, others larger than life. There were animals, too, and the clanking suits of armor brandished swords and spiked balls on chains.
Now, Potter, said McGonagall, you and Miss Lovegood had better return to your friends and bring them to the Great Hall. I shall rouse the other Gryffindors.
They parted at the top of the next staircase, Harry and Luna running back toward the concealed entrance to the Room of Requirement. As they ran, they met crowds of students, most wearing traveling cloaks over their pajamas, being shepherded down to the Great Hall by teachers and prefects.
That was Potter.
Harry Potter?
It was him, I swear, I just saw him.
But Harry did not look back, and at last they reached the entrance to the Room of Requirement. Harry leaned against the enchanted wall, which opened to admit them, and he and Luna sped back down the steep staircase.
What?
As the room came into view, Harry slipped down a few stairs in shock. It was packed, far more crowded than when he had last been in there. Kingsley and Lupin were looking up at him, as were Oliver Wood, Katie Bell, Angelina Johnson, and Alicia Spinett, Bill and Fleur, and Mr. and Mrs. Weasley,